We have 11 amazing restaurants featuring a wide variety for every price range and appetite. South Point's Garden Buffet has something for everyone at unbeatable prices. Or, if hunger strikes in the middle of the night, join us at Coronado Cafe. The American menu offers breakfast, lunch, or dinner 24 hours a day, plus a Chinese kitchen for authentic Chinese dishes from 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. From steak and eggs to wonton soup, it's fast and friendly service 24/7. When you need a quick pick-me-up, you can find it at our state-of-the-art Starbucks just inside the main South Point entrance. Order ahead with the Starbucks app for easy mobile order pickups. Or enjoy your favorites in the relaxing dining area anytime, day or night. If you love Mexican food, Baja Miguel's has all of your south-of-the-border favorites. There are dozens of classics to choose from, like fajitas, ceviche, chimichangas, tacos, and more. And for spirit lovers, Baja's colorful non-smoking tequila bar is right outside.
Hi, I'm Kurt Angle.
I represented the United States in the Olympics in 1996 and won a gold medal. Then I parlayed that into a pro wrestling career. I saw a commercial a few years ago.
Tunnel to Towers Foundation made a promise.
The Tunnel to Towers Foundation is paying off the mortgages for Gold Star families with young children. I thought, this is really cool. I want to be a part of it. My dad served in the Army for 30 years. We didn't have a lot of money, but he made sure we had what we needed. He set a great example for all of us. But he died in a construction accident my freshman year in high school. When he died, we didn't have any income coming in, and we ended up being forced to move out of our house. I was devastated. So I understand what these families are going through, and to have an organization like Tunnel to Towers come in and pick you up and carry you and give you a home to live in, I think that's just amazing. I'd like to ask you to donate $11 a month to support these efforts by going to T2T.org or calling 1-844-BRAVEST.
The following is a Race Day Las Vegas presentation in association with Sirocco Productions Limited on the Race Day Las Vegas Radio Network.
From the gaming capital of the world, time for Race Day Las Vegas, covering the sport of kings with a Las Vegas perspective. Now to the race desk with your host, Ralph Sirocco.
From the backstretch to the turf club, at the race books and on the internet, to all horse players around the world, a good morning. All righty, good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Race Day Las Vegas radio program for this almost Friday, Thursday. We come to you live and direct from the gaming capital of the world, Las Vegas, Nevada, right here, our studio station, home base. And, of course, it's the South Point Studios at the South Point Hotel Casino Complex here on Las Vegas Boulevard in your gaming capital, and the South Point Studio Streaming Network at YouTube, along with our local radio station, Sports Talk 1400 AM, 107.1 FM, and all of our websites, racedaylasvegas.com.vegas.world.global, iPhone, Android, and Google, handled by the phone apps of KSHP and YouTube, and of course, anywhere you get your podcasting as well. We welcome you to the show. Right now, today, as far as horse racing is concerned, the big, big, big story is the weather and the fires. Simply put, that's the way it is right now. And I can tell you this, that in Southern California, the fires are still burning away. It is just devastating. It looks like an apocalypse out there. It's hard to fathom in your mind. But I've seen several tweets, or X messages, I should say, on X that shows pictures of people in the grandstand with their camera looking out towards the majestic San Gabriel mountain range behind Santa Anita. And you can see the fires behind Santa Anita. Now, not immediately behind it, but you can see the fires on the hill. That's how close it is. And the and the air quality as far as the smoke, et cetera, is very bad. And so right now they are not having any of the workouts in Southern California at Santa Anita. Santa Anita offered to ship any horses that the horsemen wanted out to other areas that they'd pick up and pay for it. And right now they say that they are not in an evacuation situation yet. However, with the way these fires are going and the way they are just jumping from one place to another, they are on standby, that's for sure. Everybody beyond the 210 freeway, which goes right behind Santa Anita, are in an evacuation notice. Now, if that starts creeping either further south, then it'll be time to really take a look at evacuating whatever's at Santa Anita. But right now, and we'll get the latest on it from John Lindo, what I can tell you is what I see on Twitter and on the news, and it's not that good for Southern California right now. Not to mention that even at this point and stage, if it wasn't close to Santa Anita, two things come into play. One, a lot of the people, the patrons that might be going to Santa Anita might have their houses burning right now. That's number one. The traffic and is going to be alleviated as far as detoured, et cetera. And not only that, but the air quality there, the air quality in Southern California right now with all of that wind and smoke going on could be hazardous not only to the people, but certainly to the horses as well. So we will wait and see about that. Now, Santa Anita doesn't their official first day back is tomorrow. So we'll wait and see today what they decide there as far as that is concerned. And, of course, Saturday is the big day. Santa Anita has five stakes races. There are a lot of Cal Cup races on tap for Saturday at Santa Anita. We'll wait and see about that as well. So that's what's going on in Southern California with the fires. Now, in addition to that, we have just freezing weather and snow, ice, etc., that it's making its way down across the southern part of the country. I believe it's as far down as Texas. If I can get that weather map here, I'll take a look at that for you. Right now, the weather, you got a lot of snow in New Mexico, in the northern part of Texas and Oklahoma, etc., and that system is also moving east. The freezing weather is going to move east to the southeast, etc., maybe skipping the tip of Florida where Gulfstream Park in Tampa Bay is at. But the rest of the country is going to be under a deep freeze. In addition to that, you have heavy winds in certain areas. Now, here's the deal for today. Charlestown canceled late yesterday. They officially have already canceled today. So there's no racing at Charlestown today. Turfway Park, as you know, gave us the cancellation yesterday and today. No racing at Turfway Park yesterday or today. And that comes into play because Turfway Park has that big carryover in their pick five there. $180,000 plus carryover in the pick five at Turfway. So that won't be available, if it is, until tomorrow anyway. So we've got no racing at Turfway yesterday and today. And it came in about mid-afternoon yesterday that Aqueduct Racetrack has canceled its racing for today. This is due to what they say high winds in the area. High winds at Aqueduct cancels the races today. So today we have only six tracks on our menu, racing menu so far. Charlestown, Turfway, and Aqueduct have been canceled today. Remember that Oaklawn Park is already canceled for the rest of their week. They were to start tomorrow, Friday, and go through the weekend. So Oaklawn Park will not be racing tomorrow, Saturday, or Sunday because of freezing temperatures expected in that area. So we got a lot that's going on in horse racing, and most of it is dependent on the fires in Southern California and the weather, the freezing weather and snow, et cetera, that's going through the Midwest, the South, a lot through the South, Louisiana, Arkansas, Mississippi, Kentucky, etc. It's going to be cold and freezing there as well. So we're going to deal with that winter weather. After all, it is in January, but it is there's a convergence of, activity as far as these fires in Southern California and the winds, the high winds. We still have some of the wind here in Las Vegas that will subside sometime today. As far as here in Vegas is concerned, as you know, whatever's left in racing, it's always fast, firm, and perfect in our race books. Now, the temperature outside right now here in Las Vegas is 44 degrees. We're only going to get up to 60 degrees today. And this is the way the weather's going to be for the foreseeable 5 to 7 days out, in the high mid to high 30s, and even sometimes at freezing overnight here in Las Vegas. And then we're going to get up to the high 50s, low 60s, and that's going to be it for the rest of the week here in Las Vegas. Hate to do that to you folks, but this is a weather report on Race Day Las Vegas because it does affect racing. And that's what we're all about here. All right, want to congratulate Jonathan Hardoon. He keeps his hot streak going. He had a winner for us yesterday. Matina Natty, I guess, is the name of the horse. Whatever it was, it paid, $7 and change yesterday. $7.40 to be exact, I think. Anyhow, I lost that sheet. So whatever the case may be, he had a winner for us yesterday. All right. Coming up this weekend, if all stands the way it should be, you'll have stakes races at Aqueduct Turfway and at Oaklawn. Fairgrounds and Gulfstream Park will have a couple stakes races each on Saturday. And Tampa Bay Downs will have 3 stakes races. And, of course, the risk there at Santa Anita with the fires, a big 5 stakes race day out at Santa Anita on Saturday. It becomes a perfect storm as far as the Southern California fires are concerned, because right now, they are low on water pressure, they are low on water, they are low on personnel, and the winds have limited the operations for helicopters and planes to start dousing the flame area. So it's just like an almost perfect storm there. And our thoughts really go out. If you've been watching those newsreels as far as the video coming out of Southern California and the live shots on the news, it is just devastating. Unbelievable. All righty. So that's about all we have to. We got an update on the Pegasus World Cup. I wanted to do that real quick. The Pegasus World Cup. There are 2 horses that have been added to the Pegasus World Cup invitation field, Power Squeeze and Skinner. Are going to be added. It's updated the list of 12 invitees to the Pegasus World Cup that will be run at Gulfstream Park 2 weeks from tomorrow. So Pegasus Power Squeeze Skinner. Skinner's also in there. Okay, that's the latest on that. I'm just going to go to our first break. I think we'll do that and just get that first break out of the way as we continue to monitor the weather and the fires as far as it pertains to horse racing. For today. We'll have your racing menu after the break, and also we want to remind you that Jonathan Hardoon is back with us. Rich Eng will be with us. There is a football game of significance. The college football playoff semifinals is tonight. Notre Dame will go against Penn State at Penn State. That'll happen at 4:30 Pacific time on ESPN. We'll get the latest on what Rich Eng thinks about that and a pick from Richie as well. John Linda will be with us to give us an update on what's going on in Southern California from his perspective in Southern California. And Jerry J will be with us to talk a little bit about what's going on as far as wagering, et cetera, with him. As we say, Aqueduct has been canceled today. So without any further ado, we'll go to our first break on this almost Friday, Thursday race day show. When we come back, we'll give you what's left of the racing menu for today and then get to our handicappers. And don't forget to get to the YouTube Race Day Las Vegas page. You go to YouTube, you hit South Point Studios in the search box, you get to that page, you'll hit Race Day, you'll get to our page, and then you can start chatting on the chat box. You must subscribe to chat on the chat box. The subscription is free. Just hit subscribe. It's free, and then you can start chatting on the chat box. But we'll even say what our chatters have to say about the particular areas that they are in as far as the weather and the fires. So don't go away. We'll be right back.
South Point Casino has plenty of attractions for the whole family. catch a movie. Our 16-screen movie theater includes two XD Extreme screens for the ultimate in viewing, sound, and luxury. After the show, treat the family to a variety of treats at our old-fashioned ice cream parlor, Kate's Corner. We scoop up a variety of creamy concoctions, including smoothies, hand-dipped cones, milkshakes, malts, sodas, and sundaes. At Kate's, there's something for everyone. And if you've still got time to spare, our bowling center might be right up your alley. Voted best of Las Vegas, it's a great place for friends and family fun. 64 lanes, a pro shop, snack bar, and arcade. And while the kids are bowling, you can play slots and sip on a drink in the Alley Cat Lounge while overlooking the lanes. For our more serious and professional bowlers, the South Point is also home to a separate tournament bowling plaza.
All right, back on Race Day Las Vegas for this Almost Friday Thursday, and now we're going to go to the racing menu for today. As far as the temperatures around the country are concerned, Miami is 67 degrees, New York City 36, going to get to 36 today, Chicago 29, Phoenix, Arizona 65, Los Angeles 75 with a lot of fire around it, and et cetera. So deep freeze is coming, though, and you can see it in parts coming down as far as the tip of Florida, right down into the Gulf, and then back up to the East Coast. So it's going to be cold out there, that's for sure. All right, let's get to your racing menu for today. And again, remember, there are cancellations today at Charlestown Turfway and at Aqueduct. We begin now with Mahoning Valley Racecourse. Mahoning Valley Racecourse has 10 races today. Their first post time is at 9:15. They have a pick six jackpot carryover at Mahoning Valley Racecourse of $3,288. 10 races at Mahoning, first post time 9:15. Gulfstream Park has 9 races today. Gulfstream Park, their pick six jackpot carryover after one day from the mandatory payoff. The carryover and the pick six jackpot today, $14,649. 9 races today at Gulfstream. First post time is at 9:20. Aqueduct, as we say, has been canceled. They would have been up next, but they are canceled today due to high winds. Fairgrounds has 10 races today. The Fairgrounds' first post time for their 10 races is set at 10:45. 10:45 at Fairgrounds today. And then we'll go next to Sunland Park. Sunland Park has 9 races today. Sunland Park's first post time is at 11:25. 11:25 at Sunland Park. They got a real small pick five carryover there at Sunland Park of $204. It's a regular pick five carryover. First post time, Sunland, 9 races, 11:25. Then we go to Turf Paradise in Phoenix, Arizona. Turf Paradise, first post time is at 11:40. The first race will be a quarter horse race. Then you have 7 thoroughbred races, makes up the 8 race card today at Turf Paradise. And their first post time at Turf Paradise today is set at 11:40. Delta Downs has 8 races. Their first post time is at 2:50. Penn National is still set to go today. Penn National's first post time, yeah, for 10 races. They got 10 races today at Penn National. Their first post time is at 3:15. 3:15 at Penn National. And as we say, Charlestown has been canceled as well today. They were also on the list, but they've been canceled. So that's the abbreviated racing menu of tracks for today. We're now going to go out to Jonathan Hardoon standing by. Jonathan, first of all, you're in upstate New York. How cold is it up there?
It's cold. It's freezing. And the wind chill doesn't help, Ralph. It's minus if you add in the wind chill.
I'm not an odds maker, but I'm going to put the odds of them racing tomorrow at Santa Anita at about 30%. What do you think?
I'd say it's more like 10%. Just out of respect to everything terrible that has happened, they shouldn't run anyway, even if they don't have the air quality problems and everything else. The fact that there's at least 50,000 people or whatever that are now displaced, yeah, and don't have a place to live. It's just a horrible situation. And, I think, you know, Santa Anita, let's be honest, looks to cancel whenever they can anyway. If it rains, it drizzles, they look to cancel. So now they have a legitimate reason to cancel. I would be surprised if they ran.
You know, when we have a convergence of a couple of situations right now, Southern California, if there weren't fires, the racing would be fine as far as the weather is concerned. And now the rest of the country is going between, snow, deep freezing, winds, high winds. I mean, Aqueduct would have run today even at 39 degrees if it wasn't the high wind. So we got that going for us. It seems like the racing in South Florida at Gulfstream and maybe Fairgrounds might be the key tracks this weekend.
That's the only two you can count, that you could count on for sure are going to run. I mean, Oakland already canceled the entire weekend of 3 days out, so it must really be pretty bad there. And California, obviously, dealing with these horrible fires. New York, hopefully they'll run tomorrow, but again, it's supposed to be cold the whole weekend. So, the only places you could count on for sure would be Gulfstream and Fairgrounds, like you said.
And we want to remind everybody out there that along with the entire situation going on in Southern California, the air quality will have something to do with it. This air quality right now is different than regular smog. They have regular smog there, etc. But this is smoke from burning embers, burning fire, and it's toxic. It's not really that good. So we'll wait and see about
that. And it's pretty close to the track, to be honest with you, Ralph. You were saying, the pictures they were showing on Twitter yesterday, Nick Hines tweeted out, you could see the fires from the grandstand.
Yeah, you could see
so
the
fires. So if it's close enough to see it, it's going to be close enough to smell it, it's not a good situation.
Well, I know that they have they stopped the training on the track out at Santa Anita. They haven't been any training for a couple of mornings, but we'll wait and see about what's going on. Now, as far as officially, what they officially says is they said that residents north of 210 freeway remain under evacuation warning, and are strongly advised to stay vigilant and prepare to evacuate if needed. That's coming from the city of Arcadia. The city of Arcadia has declared a local state of emergency to access additional resources for support and recovery efforts there. Right now, what they're having in Southern California right now in those areas is getting water to the firemen that tried to put out the fires.
They went to the fire hydrants and they were empty. I mean, that's crazy.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what's going on with that, but there's got to be a long look on that. I know that the winds are a product of spreading the fire fast, but I have yet to hear what the source of the original fire was.
We'll find out about it. But one thing for sure, what's the main reason is how strong the winds are. They never get wind gusts into 70, 80, 90 miles an hour. It's unheard of in California.
Yeah, it is.
But that's what's the biggest problem of this fire, because it's blowing embers and then starts another one, and another one becomes a domino effect, and it's horrible. One you could deal with. They have five of them going on at the same time.
Well, one of our chatters says if you're looking for some races to bet between, besides Fairgrounds and Gulfstream, Turf Paradise, I should say, in Phoenix, has eight live races with decent sized fields and three turf races. So race three
there
is
you
on
go.
The turf. So we'll.
That's later in the day, but that'll be later in the day because they're on kind of West Coast time. I don't think their first race is probably about 4 o'clock Eastern time or 3 o'clock, whatever.
About
so you can get through Gulfstream.
It's 11.
Yeah, you can get through most of Gulfstream and then flip over to Turf Paradise if you want.
I stand corrected. There's one race on the turf. It's race three, not three races, but race three is on the turf there. All right. Well, you had a nice winner. You kept the mojo going yesterday in the eighth race at Gulfstream Park. That was a nice score. But again, you've got a horse that got bet down. I mean, let me take a look at here. Your horse was 4-1 on the morning line, and he paid 7.40. He got bet down. If I'm not mistaken, I think when the horse was going in the starting gate, the odds on the TV simulcast was 7-2.
Yeah, he was 7-2. He paid 7. Listen, that's nothing compared to the bumps you've been seeing lately. to go from 9 to 7 isn't as bad as going 12 to 7. So
yeah, 740 was a decent price, and got a great ride by Luis Saez. Luis Saez winning two races on the card. He won the race just before that, the seventh race, on Victor Barbosa Jr., three-year-old maiden filly, Chloe, that paid 10-20. And even Eddie Plesa Jr. and Chad Brown also had a win on the card yesterday at Gulfstream. This is, after all, you know, folks, the championship meet there, so we'll wait and see about that. Well, I know that you have two sheets available today. You did Fairgrounds for the folks.
Well, after they canceled New York, I needed another track, so I went to Fairgrounds. And so we'll be giving out a horse from Gulfstream and a horse from Fairgrounds. First of our two radio plays, Ralph, comes in the ninth race today at Gulfstream, and I love the number 5 horse in here, Save Time. A 4-year-old filly who was privately purchased by the Safi Joseph people after her last race. Drayden Van Dyke rides 7-2 on the morning line. This is a pick 5, pick 6 single, ninth race today. Number 5, Save Time, 7-2 on the morning line is a single in today's ninth and final out at Gulfstream.
Now, Jonathan, you know, we were talking about when Drayden Van Dyke went to Florida because he just couldn't get his career started again with any meaning in Southern California. And when he initially went to Gulfstream, it was all like very positive and all that. He won several races in a short period of time, but he's been kind of cold.
Well, what happened was he was riding for Safi Joseph and got a lot of the first calls. Safi Joseph, though, has at least 4 or 5 riders that he uses on a steady basis. And then the winter meets, the championship meet started. So you had the Ortiz come in, now Dylan Davis, you know, yeah, Velasquez, you got a million guys. So obviously it's not as easy as it was during the non-championship meet when the big guns aren't there, but he gets another chance today to ride for Safi Joseph. So,
well, let's hope he can get in the winner's circle again, because at one time, if you remember, wasn't he the leading rider at Del Mar 1 year?
Well, yeah, well, it was a day at Del Mar when he actually won 6 races in 1 day. So he was, when he first got out to Southern California, he was hot as a firecracker, but like everything else in life, it goes up and down. Heaven flows, you know, whatever they say.
Yeah, no question about that. And Save Time. Hopefully he gets there in the nick of time. The 5, Save Time, with Drayden Van Dyke in the ninth and final race at Gulfstream is your Gulfstream selection off of that winner yesterday. And you're going to cowboy up and give us something at the Fairgrounds.
Absolutely. 10th and final at Fairgrounds, 5.5 furlongs on the main track. And the number 9 horse in here, Handsome Harold, a 4-year-old colt from the Shane Wilson barn, Juan Guerrero aboard to ride. This horse's last race at Fairgrounds, he ran super. He's been freshened up since then. He double jumps up in company. He shows some workout. Shane Wilson having another solid meet. Number 9, Handsome Harold, 4-1 on the morning line. Wins today's 10th and final out at Fairgrounds.
All right, so we get the finales in both tracks. We're going to go home a winner in both tracks. Fairgrounds, 10th and final, the 9, Handsome Harold. The 9 in the 10th race at Fairgrounds. And, of course, the 5 in the 9th and final at Gulfstream. You have full sheets, though, full handicapping sheets for Fairgrounds and Gulfstream at your website. And, Jonathan, I guess we'll wait and see if we should even go over any of those races on Saturday at Santa Anita, since we're still
waiting. We'll get a better feel. But they should announce something one way or another. If they're deciding to run, let everybody know we're running. And if they're not running, well, give everybody, you know, a heads up and give them some time.
What do you think? You know, what do you think is the proper time period to decide on whether a cancellation is available or not?
Sometime today. They know already what they're going to do, I would assume.
For tomorrow
Certainly
or for Saturday?
Tomorrow.
For tomorrow?
For Certainly
Saturday.
For tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
No?
Definitely. I would think that they would if they're going to cancel tomorrow, they got to do it sometime today, obviously.
Right.
But I think maybe waiting one more day for the, you know, do it.
Listen, it's a big day for them Saturday. I could understand them trying to hold out as long as possible. But tomorrow should be decided today, and Saturday, you know, should be decided as soon as possible also.
And, you know, also, as far as the NFL wild card playoffs this weekend, the Rams are at home in their playoff game, which means they'll be at SoFi Stadium, which is in Inglewood, California. That is not totally closed in, but it's a lot closed in, about half of the stadium is under some sort of a cover. And but the NFL said that they're still planning on playing that game in Southern California. That's Monday, though, so we'll wait and see about
it. Yeah, that's far enough off, but who knows?
Okay. Well, thanks a lot, Jonathan. If you got any soapbox stuff that you want to talk about, you can. Otherwise, we'll let you go.
I'm good. Talk to you tomorrow.
No soapbox after that. That's great.
Too cold. I'm still defrosting.
All right. Get a hot cup of coffee. Get a hot cocoa. All right. Thanks a lot, Jonathan.
Thanks, Ralph. Stay safe and be well.
All right. We'll try. We're going to try to stay safe and be well. All right. Listen, coming up next will be Rich Eng. Rich Eng is going to be with us to give us maybe a horse pick for today. And certainly want to talk about the college football semifinals today, featuring Notre Dame and Penn State. Notre Dame goes to Penn State today. That ought to be an interesting contest. That'll happen later on this evening. And we'll get Richie's thoughts about that and racing as well right after this. Don't go away.
Here we are in Houston, opening up our first veteran village. This beautiful building that's going to house 161 homeless veterans. Any veteran that risks their lives and they're struggling with PTSD, mental illness, addiction. We're also building what I call comfort homes, 500 square foot homes. These are for older homeless veterans, so they have their own space and give them back some of their dignity, some of their independence, and most certainly give them back their life. Go to T2T.org to learn how you can change a veteran's life forever.
My name is Carmine Giovinazzo. People might know me from CSI New York. And I'm asking you to support the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. The foundation is committed to delivering mortgage-free homes to catastrophically injured service members, Gold Star and fallen first responder families with young children. Why is it personally important to me? I mean, my sister is NYPD. My dad was NYPD. Coming from Long Island, Staten Island, it's like a lot of, you know, cops and firefighters. So, you know, it's what I grew up around and the kind of people I know. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation. Never forget.
South Point offers all the types of entertainment you'd expect at a first-class Las Vegas resort. Did you know our 400-seat showroom is one of Las Vegas' top destinations for live entertainment? Enjoy live performances by classic Vegas entertainers, bands, and today's hottest comedians, plus a rock and dance floor. You can also enjoy live entertainment at the Grandview Lounge, where you'll feel all the vibes of old Las Vegas. Enjoy the music, and if you love to laugh, don't miss The Dirty at 12:30, our very own free comedy show, every Friday night at 12:30 a.m. in the Grandview Lounge. The Dirty is 100% free, so arrive early. Go to southpointcasino.com or call the box office at 77136 for today's performances at the showroom and the Grandview Lounge. When you're ready for your favorite cocktail, stop in and unwind at one of our seven specialty lounges. There's a bar around every corner, because you're in Vegas, baby.
All right, back on Race Day Las Vegas. Now time to go to Rich Eng, standing by. Richie, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Ralphie. Good morning, viewers. Good morning, listeners.
Looks like you're a little bit chilly there. You got your vest on already.
Well, my wife turned the heat down in the house for some reason, but we'll get it cooking soon.
it's called saving money, is what it is. So that's for sure. Listen, we have inquiring minds want to know. Sean just told me on the break that we have a comment on our page for the chatters. And John Lindo also texted me on the break. They want to know if the racing forms from Southern California, where they print the racing forms, has made it to Las Vegas, Nevada in the books because of the route that they take coming up here as far as the fires are concerned. I understand there's high winds in Victorville. So the question of inquiring minds, did the forms make it here in Las Vegas?
I was monitoring it last night, Ralph. I'm on call 24/7 for the daily racing form, so I was monitoring it, and the forms did get in last night. I guess it'll be a day-by-day thing. Our print site in Los Angeles is in Gardena. Knock on wood, I have not heard that they're affected by the fires as of yet, and I hope they never will be. But I know, Ralph, you have friends and family back there. I have family back there, and it's just a horrendous situation all around in Los Angeles right now.
Yeah, my family in the areas that they are at, they were sending me pictures looking out from their domiciles, and one, you could see the fires far away. The other one is in Redondo Beach, so they, you know, it wasn't affecting them that much. And Gardena is in that part of the country down there in the south where close to Redondo Beach, et cetera. So, but the route that the racing forums take from Gardena to here sometimes could be a little tricky, and that's why we asked. But that all
absolutely
good.
Yes,
all good. And we got another.
Yeah, the farm's right.
We got another chatter right now that says he lives in Pasadena, very poor air quality, and at Santa Anita, few people on the streets. Santa Anita has canceled workouts and said it appears the track will be okay except for air quality. So that's the latest from there, from one of our chatters there that live in the area. Well, Richie, we got a football game tonight in Pennsylvania, so the only thing that might affect there is just the absolute cold weather there. Notre Dame's going to visit Penn State in the college football championship semifinals. They're going to square off at 4:30 our time here in Las Vegas on ESPN. The opening numbers was Notre Dame -2. Visiting Penn State, Notre Dame was -2.5, and the over-under total was 47. I understand that Notre Dame is like 1.5 now.
Yeah, I have 1.5 in my pocket. And just a correction, Ralph, the game actually is not at Penn State. The game, it's in the Orange Bowl.
Yes, I take that back. You're correct. I did not see that. The Orange Bowl, Hard Rock Stadium, Miami Gardens, Florida. Thank you.
Yeah, so the temperatures and the weather should be perfect game tonight.
No problem there. As a matter of fact, the other game, by the way, which tomorrow night, Ohio State facing Texas, they are also in a neutral location. They're in the Cotton Bowl at the AT&T Stadium in Arlington, Texas. So we'll wait and see about
That's Jerry Jones' massive stadium.
Yeah, I'm sure they'll have the roof closed if it's really cold out there too. In any case,
As far as a pick for the night, you know, I've been riding the Notre Dame train, and I know you're a Notre Dame fan.
Yeah.
I'm going to try them one more time, Ralph, -1.5. The beauty of their game against Georgia that really struck me was watching them play and watching Marcus Freeman basically outcoach Kirby Smart was that this Notre Dame team reminds me, if folks are old enough to remember, the Bill Parcells era with the New York Giants when they won 2 Super Bowls, and they won them the same way. They played great defense led by Lawrence Taylor. They ran the football, and they threw judiciously with guys like Phil Sims and Jeff Hostetler. The team looks very much like the way the Giants play, very physical, run the football, play great defense. I really think they stack up very well against a very talented Penn State football team. So I'm more than willing to give Notre Dame another shot, -1.5 in the Orange Bowl.
Now, Penn State, I guess their forte is running the ball, isn't it?
They run the ball very well also. They have a couple of kids who are like 1,000-yard rushers or something like that, and the quarterback, Drew Aller. I've seen him play for a number of years. It feels like he's played for 7 years, Ralph, in college football. And, you know, he's okay. As far as a pro prospect, he's considered more like a third, fourth, fifth round type prospect. He has his moments, but I tell you what, you know, I really think that if Notre Dame can get a pass rush on him, and this is the same with any quarterback, if you can get pressure on the quarterback, you can disrupt his rhythm, disrupt his throws, disrupt his game. I really think Notre Dame has what it takes on the defensive line to actually do that.
And as far as talking about quarterbacks, the one dimension that Notre Dame showed last time is the quarterback, you know, he'll take his reads, and if he doesn't see anything, he starts taking off himself. So that's another dimension that Penn State has to cover, for sure. It'll be a good game. Notre Dame, Penn State square off in Miami Gardens, Florida, at the Hard Rock Stadium, the Orange Bowl. And we'll wait and see about that. That's going to be a lot of fun, and tomorrow night's game will be also. Richie, you got a pick for us today?
Yeah, I actually had a pick at Turfway, and then I heard you say they canceled. So I scrambled. I had a backup pick because I did do some simulcast handicapping of the tracks that are running. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go to Turf Paradise. I don't know if you folks got my late email to put the graphics up, but at Turf Paradise, race number 5, it's 1 mile on the main track. I'm going to go with the number 4, Bearings, Orlando. There we go. Beautiful job, Sean. Thank you. Orlando Mojica riding for Justin Evans. If people don't follow Turf Paradise, Justin Evans, I would compare him to the Linda Rice of Phoenix, Arizona. The way Linda wins races at NYRA, Justin Evans wins them in Arizona. Races go through him when he's in it. So let's go with the 4, Bearings, in race 5.
All right, 5th race at Turf Paradise today. That's Phoenix, Arizona. In the 5th race, you like number 5, Sensical? Number 5, Sensical. At 7-2.
No, it's number four, Bearings.
Oh, I'm sorry. Number four, Bearings. In the race, the 4 Bearings is at 4-1. And of course, that's in the 5th race, Turf Paradise. 5th race, the 4 horse is your play there. And I guess that Turf Paradise will take a little bit more interest in the afternoon players because there's not much out there outside of that. Do want to mention one thing about Turf Paradise, though, that came to mind. They had that a National Thoroughbred League. I'm not quite sure what that is. Maybe you have a better handle on that. National Thoroughbred League. It was a 9-race event, and it was held at Turf Paradise. Now, this is the same group of people that wanted to dye the last 16th of a mile on the turf course blue. If we remember, we reported that a couple of weeks ago. But Vince Francia, who is the head of Turf Paradise right now, said, you know, we're going to put a kibosh on that because although horses are colorblind, they can see shades of difference. And the blue would be a different shade than the regular grass course, and it might pose a problem for the horses. So they didn't do that. But in any case, they had a huge festival day out there for the National Thoroughbred League, and it was held before the Fiesta Bowl in Phoenix, Arizona, on the day of the Fiesta Bowl. And they had a great crowd out there that was prompted by a lot of invitations from folks that were going into the Fiesta Bowl. They had the largest handle this decade, and with the carryovers on the following day, had the largest betting totals this century at Turf Paradise, $3.1 million there for that that National Thoroughbred League. So whatever it is, it certainly found a place to be very successful at Turf Paradise.
Yeah, Turf Paradise is really a nice racetrack. If I know you've been there, I've been there. It's kind of modeled after Santa Anita, believe it or not, the architecture of the building.
Yeah.
And it's a neat place.
Now, do you know anything about the National Thoroughbred? I understand that it's a group of owners or a group that has several horses in their barn that they call their league. They're in the league, and those are the kind of like their players for their team.
I've read a bit about it, but I must admit I'm a little skeptical, Ralph. You know, you and I are open to new ideas, yeah. And you know, some stick on the wall, some don't. And I was a little skeptical of it because horses are not like human athletes where they can only, race once and, every few weeks, and they're kind of prone to injuries and stuff like that. And you got to have all the different conditions and things like that for horses to have, basically balanced fields, balanced competitive races. So I'm not sure if our sport is really built for a league like that.
I will stand as well as you do as a look and see of this, but I can tell you what, it worked fine that day at Turf Paradise. Maybe it had a lot to do with the Fiesta Bowl being there and a lot of people in town looking for other things to do before they went to the Fiesta Bowl. But in any case, they got the people out there and they bet their money. All right, thanks a lot, Richie. We will talk to you tomorrow. And the forms are here, right, buddy?
Forms are in town, in the casinos and over on Eastern Avenue.
All right, you got it. Thanks a lot, Rich. Talk to you tomorrow.
Hey, thanks. Good luck, everybody.
All right, we'll be back with John Lindo and Jerry J right after this. Don't go away.
Get ready to laugh with Punchlines with Frank Nicotero. Join Frank and his team of featured guests for your daily dose of comedy.
Burrito, the Pittsburgh of the West.
Poison. Yeah. Poison.
Sports. F for Falcons, Alex.
We were talking Derek Carr for MVP after two games. I was.
And the funniest social media posts.
People want to show off their food. Boom. Wiener on a guy's shoulder.
It's our fault. We bleed blue.
It's your one-stop spot for great laughs and a good time.
But a bumps.
Find us on YouTube at Punchlines FM. And join the chat live weekdays at noon Pacific for the ultimate blend of jokes, sports, and viral fun.
The Race Day Las Vegas Show, the only exclusive daily local media racing information source in Las Vegas.
All right, back on Race Day Las Vegas for this Almost Friday Thursday. Let's get out to Southern California, get the latest from there from John Lendo. John, good morning.
Good morning, Ralph.
John, first of all, conditions down there by Santa Anita as far as the this awful fires are concerned.
Well, the air is going to be the problem, Ralph. The track was open today for the first time for joggers and gallopers. It was closed yesterday and the training on Tuesday due to the high winds and obviously the fires. And we'll see going forward what that means for tomorrow. I know last night the Calgary-LA Kings game in Crypto.com Arena in downtown LA was postponed. So, the chances for an outside event tomorrow, I'm considering it doubtful. We haven't heard anything yet from Santa Anita. And when I do hear something, I'll post it on X or Twitter. Mm-hmm. I've already done the work for Friday's card, but I'm guessing I'll probably have to do Gulfstream Park or some kind of audible tomorrow.
What about your thoughts about the percentages of them going on Saturday for the big stakes race day?
Yeah, I honestly don't know. I'm down here in Carlsbad. I'm not going to drive up there in the next couple of days, so I don't know exactly. I just texted back and forth with a couple of the trainers who said the air's not good at all. So, understanding, what's happening and what's going on with so many people and how they've been affected, I think it's probably 50-50 we run on Saturday. We'll see. The weather, there's no wind out here in Carlsbad where I live today, mm-hmm. and the weather's getting better. But that doesn't mean that they're obviously done with finishing up trying to catch up and contain these fires.
Yeah, the winds will die down. We'll give them an opportunity to get those planes and helicopters in the air to keep dumping water and getting these things done. But as far as the air quality, the damage, I think, has already been done unless you can get a big rainstorm or something to get that stuff cleaned out of there. And, the air quality from smoke from fires is a lot different than the smog air quality that you have there. I mean, that could be toxic.
Yeah, the indexes weren't good yesterday. They were far above what they would consider, unhealthy and dangerous. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. Obviously, they must be a little bit better if Santa Anita was allowed to open the track. And you got to remember, the horses are athletes and they need exercise.
Yeah.
And keeping a horse, a thoroughbred that's being trained to run in the barn for 3 days can be more dangerous than letting him go out and just jog a little bit and get a little exercise.
I could tell you this, though. The pictures that were posted on X that I saw from the grandstand looking out towards the mountains, you could see clearly that there was a lot of fire on the mountainside right behind Santa Anita.
Oh, Eaton Canyon, where it started, is probably 10 or 11 miles from Santa Anita.
Yeah.
Now, that's to the west of Santa Anita, and if you have the Santa Ana winds, they blow west, so it should blow away mm-hmm. from the Santa Anita and Arcadia. But, as it moves down the mountain, it can move it at an angle a little bit toward the east, and it just depends where the fuel is going to go. So, it's not good, and everything's really dry out here. We haven't had any rain to speak of for quite a while, so... I feel bad for these firemen are doing the best that they can. We've got people from all over California and coming from around the country, but they're really up against it. And let's hope the winds stay down so they can kind of get a hold of this thing.
Yeah, no kidding. And they need water, by the way, too. I understand that was a problem.
Yeah, absolutely. They ran out of water over there at Pacific Palisades when they were fighting that fire. That's crazy.
That's that's beyond belief. All right, you've got a sheet today. The Linda report you have for Gulfstream Park is available here at the South Point and the Racebook free of charge. Selections in all the races suggested late pick four and all the goody information. And as you normally do, update jockey and trainer standings at the beginning of each week of a track that you cover. So what's going on at Gulfstream?
Well, Arad Ortiz is dominating the jockey standings. He's got 48 wins so far. Edgard Zayas is in second with 22, and Tyler Gaffalione rounds out the top three. He's got 19 wins. As far as the trainers go, Safi Joseph on top, as usual, down there in South Florida. He's got 21 winners. Mark Cassie, he's in third. Mark Cassie has 13. Jose D'Angelo, right in between. He's in second, 16 winners there. So it's Safi Joseph, Jose D'Angelo, Mark Cassie, the top three trainers. And percentage of favorites, Ralph, 38% right now during the Champions Meet at Gulfstream.
All right. We'll see if we can get that settled down a little bit more. You got a pick for us today?
Yeah, let's go right to the opener, 9:20 post-time Pacific time, first race at Gulfstream Park. Number three, Campaign Secret, one of those horses that got herded last time by the winner, ridden by Arad Ortiz, got floated out, turning for home. Did well to run second in their debut going two turns. I think with just a clean trip and a little less traffic, this horse should improve today. If you get the 9-2 on the program, you take it. Number three, Campaign Secret, race number one, Gulfstream Park.
Well, we'll try to get that 9-2, but you know what happens by the time they run the race and you get the final prices. But in any case, a winner is a winner, and we're going for it today. First race, 9:20 a.m. Pacific time, number three, Campaign Secret, the three. Let's make it a winner there, the three in the first race at Gulfstream. And the Linda Report for the rest of Gulfstream today right here at the South Point free of charge, the only place you can get it in this gaming capital, and it's free of charge here at the South Point Racebook because they love horse players. Hey, thanks a lot, John. Stay safe, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Okay, and those who follow me on Twitter, as soon as I have any updates for Santa Anita for tomorrow, I'll post it.
All right, you got it, my man. Now we're going to go out to Jerry Jackowitz, who was halfway through his handicapping at Aqueduct yesterday. And, well, for at least for today, it became a souvenir. Jerry, good morning.
Good morning, Ralph. Yeah, I haven't heard whether they're going to re-rack those from yesterday or not. Probably.
Sometimes they do, right? Sometimes they'll just take the card that was canceled and move it to another day, so your work might not be in vain.
Maybe not. We'll see.
All right.
Anyway, unfortunately, well, it's not like horse racing when I started out, where they, you know, they would run in blanket snowstorms, wind. I mean, they never canceled ever. Now they caution on the side of
safety.
I mean, they cancel on the side of caution, and yeah. That's the new normal. It's not a bad thing. It's just what it is. And
well, they said that the cancellation was due to high winds, so the wind was the factor. And the last thing we want is jockeys blowing off their horses during the running of a race. So maybe it was a good thing. A thought.
I've seen the wind down the back stretch at Aqueduct that was so strong,
yeah,
that sprinters that would go 22-2 would end up going 24-1 for the same quarter mile they all the time ran. That's how strong the wind was, and they kept running. Now it's a different game. It's not what it used to be. And I'm not saying it's wrong. It's probably better. But
yeah, and of course, people who handicap there, of course, would have to take the wind conditions of each day into consideration when looking at the past performances of those races.
Absolutely.
Do you have a thought for us on this day? We got about a minute left.
Well, you know, Jimmy Carter was a wonderful man. Whether you liked him as a president or didn't like him as a president, He really deserved your admiration for the way he tried to live his life with truth, at least his own truth. You may agree or disagree with something, but he never spoke about in some way favorably about something he didn't like. Or he was a truthful and honest man, and certainly has some of my admiration.
He was a very decent and good individual, period.
Absolutely.
You could separate what you think of his presidency to the man, but as far as the man is concerned, he was a decent, good individual. And I know he's got a spot in the good good place upstairs, that's for sure.
Also, he had a good ear for music. He was a real aficionado of some rock music. A lot of people don't know that.
Well, that's okay, too. That's fine.
Yeah.
In any case, weather and the fires continue to be the primary story in horse racing right now. We will keep you posted. I want to remind everybody, though, here in Las Vegas, Nevada, no matter what racetracks are running, it's always fast, firm, and perfect in the book, even though it's a little chilly outside. In the meantime, we will re-rack and be back with you tomorrow, God willing, and the creek don't rise. In the meantime, as always, Jerry has the last word. He's going to have it.
Have a great race day, everybody.
And stay safe.
It's Ralph Serrato at Race Day Las Vegas, morning on 1400 KSHP North Las Vegas.
Online
at KSHP.gov.